Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. After the world's worst nuclear accident in 25 years, people on the west coasts of Canada and the U.S. have been told not to worry about the possible health risks from the fallout from Fukushima. Dr. Dale Dewar, a family physician in Saskatchewan and the executive director of Physicians for Global Survival, says the Canadian government has downplayed the radiation risks from Fukushima and is doing little to monitor them. Many experts predict that we're going to see more cancers, decreased fetal viability, decreased fertility, and increased metabolic defects for generations to come due to this disaster. Evidence is beginning to emerge that the impacts of the disaster on the Pacific Ocean are worse than expected. Radioactive cesium has consistently been found in 60 to 80% of Japanese fishing catches each month since the earthquake. Cesium is a long-lived radionuclide that persists in the environment and increases the risk of cancer. At the moment, Japan is the only government testing for radiation in marine species. Nicholas Fisher, a marine sciences professor, is one of many who are urging other governments to do the same. Many experts believe that there is no safe level of radiation and that every effort should be made to monitor food and keep the public informed. Wonder why you're not hearing about the nuclear fallout? Just watch to see how many new nuclear power plants are being proposed. For our next story, unclear guidelines lead to many women having unnecessary surgery. A recent study has shown that nearly half of the women who have had lumpectomies for breast cancer had second operations they may have not needed. It also suggests that some women who might benefit from further surgery may be missing out on it. The reason for this problem is that the surgeons have been unable to agree on guidelines for this common operation. Almost half of the repeat operations were done in women whose pathology reports did not indicate that any stray cancer cells had been left behind, meaning that the operations probably did not help the patients. In more disturbing findings, 14% of patients who did have evidence of cancer left behind did not have another operation. Doctors caution that it would be a mistake to look for surgeons with a low rate of repeat operations. A low rate could mean that the surgeon usually did the operation right the first time, but could also mean that the surgeon did a lot of mastectomies or failed to operate again after lumpectomy, even when more surgery was needed. Dr. Morrow, the chief of breast surgery at a cancer center in New York, is calling on the leaders in the field to get together and make a consensus statement that could help guide doctors. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. How about adding little objective findings to this procedure? And when I come back, meet the chiropractor to the Super Bowl champions and more good news about coconut oil.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Ken Parker at 817-431-4300. Now back to the news.
The road to the Super Bowl is fraught with neck spasms, aching legs, and sore hamstrings. That is why the New York Giants have their own chiropractor, Dr. Rob DiStefano. DiStefano started treating individual players more than 20 years ago, but in 2002, when former Giants Amani Toomer and Tiki Barber became regular patients, he was introduced to the team's head trainer. Soon after, he was invited to work with the entire team. DiStefano is a member of the team's elite medical staff, which has played an important role in the team's success. He works with players before, during, and after the games. His job includes pre-game preparations, such as loosening up the players, getting them ready, and making sure their muscles are functioning as they should be. DiStefano has also worked with the Olympic bobsled and women's hockey teams and is one of the growing number of chiropractors working with professional athletes. It makes perfect sense for the teams to employ someone who can not only help players recover from injuries, but can also keep them fine-tuned to prevent problems and keep them performing at the highest level. And for our last story, how coconut oil helps Alzheimer's patients. Dr. Mary Newport's research has led to a simple treatment that has significantly improved her husband's Alzheimer's. When her husband's condition began to accelerate, Dr. Newport learned all she could about the disease. She found that Alzheimer's appears to be a type of diabetes of the brain. In the case of Alzheimer's, insulin is preventing the brain cells from accepting glucose, which is the main fuel for the brain. Without glucose, the brain cells die. Dr. Newport found an alternative fuel for the brain cells, ketones. Ketones are metabolized in the liver after eating medium-chain triglycerides, such as those found in coconut oil. Dr. Newport added coconut oil to her husband's diet, which resulted in noticeable improvement after just 2 weeks. The improvements continued, not just mentally, but emotionally and physically as well. Dr. Newport has received numerous reports from others who have had similar results after reading her book, Alzheimer's Disease, What If There Is a Cure?, and adding coconut oil to their diets. As always, make sure to use high-quality coconut oil and avoid any that have been hydrogenated. An added benefit of coconut oil is that it is an antibacterial and can help fight off viruses. How good is coconut oil? So good that it has the highest level of lauric acid. What has a higher level of lauric acid? Breast milk, which is why breastfeeding is so good for newborns. Heard bad things about coconut oil? Of course you have. Just another unscientific conclusion of mainstream medicine. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.